I pray now listen to my ditty, I shall weep forevermore. All my neighbors now take pity, I had ne'er such horns before. How my head does throb and ache, and my heart with grief will break. I am woefully possessed, night and day I take no rest. Oh, when I went the camp to see, would I had took my wife with me. Most bitterly I have lamented, O unhappy rigid fate. Once I thought to be contented, but I find my grief so great, that there's none alive does know what I feel and undergo. I was loath the horn to blow, but my heart is sunk full low. Oh, when I went the camp to see, would I had took my wife with me. Dear husband, let this be observed, never grieve for what is past. You are not the first so served, no, nor will not be the last. Though thou wert a cuckold maid, it was by a ranting blade, who most richly was arrayed. We shall have a thriving trade, for they that gains my kind goodwill must bring ready money still. Besides, I will not be so common, I resolve to pick and choose. As I am an honest woman, I will never thee abuse, but will stroke thy aged brows like a tender loving spouse. Though a wanton trick I showed, love it is the London mode. Then prithee take it patiently, and I will be a help to thee. I pray, what is a shop in London but a place of care and strife? He that keeps it may be undone if he hand a handsome wife. For a beauty fair and gay, in their silks and rich array, like attractive lodestone they draw in custom day by day. Then husband, pray contented be, and I will be a help to thee. Wife, tell me not of gold or treasure, I have neither peace nor rest, nor in wealth can take no pleasure while I wear this horned crest. For where'er I walk the street, there is very few I meet. But with me will play the wag, hunt and course me like a stag. Oh, when I went the camp to see, would I had took my wife with me. Why, love, they are but newly started, as the very truth I tell. Therefore be not thus steadhearted, they become you passing well. Count it not as a disgrace, for as I am in this place, they adorn your aged face with a more than common grace. And when they ride to Charlton Fair, thou shalt be a captain there. We see how many daily flourish that are of the horned crew, yet their loving wives they'll nourish, though they've made 'em worse than you. Therefore fear not fortune's frown. Why should you be thus cast down? Thou hast brothers in the town, worse distempered in the crown. Sweet wife, I own all this may be, but horns will not agree with me. Well, husband, if you cannot bear it, I have gold and silver sure. For thy sake I'll freely spare it, and seek out for speedy cure. There's an able doctor then, which has cured the worst of men. Nay, I'll tell you likewise when they were 80 and 10. If now in town the doctor be, I'm sure he's cured thee perfectly.